Diego Luna believes in the transformative power of food and conversation. The Mexican actor is famous for his roles in Y Tu Mama También, Narcos Mexico, and Rogue One, a Star Wars story. He has turned this idea about food and thought into a new TV series. It's called Pan y Circo, Bread and Circus. And in each episode, Diego brings together scientists, activists, thinkers of all kinds, even a priest, for raw conversations about urgent social problems. And of course, the whole point is to eat together at the same table, something that's no longer possible because of COVID-19. Diego Luna wants that table to be the starting point for change.
Aunque esta pandemia pase, las fracturas del sistema no van a sanar.
Even after the end of the outbreak, the damaged systems will remain damaged, he says. And if we want to fix them, if we have the will to repair what's wrong, we have to sit at the table. I started off asking Diego about the title of the series, Pan y Circo.
To be honest, the title was not my idea. And when I heard it first time, I was like, it's perfect. It's perfect because it has the irony and that the show wants to have also. It's kind of like the show, it's a reaction of many years of bread and circus in this country. And I'm talking about Mexico, but this applies to many other countries, you know, where politics are a kind of a show for us to witness.
So describe what you wanted it to be, what you hoped it would be.
Well, I wanted this show to be many things. It's been like 10, 15 years that I've been really obsessed with what happens in the kitchen. It's where you say everything, you know, where you allow yourself to actually open, where the meaningful conversations happen. So the idea was, how can we fight this polarization happening, not just in Mexico, but around the world that we've been witnessing the last years? After the elections in Mexico, I was seeing with a lot of worry and sadness how polarized my own family was, my friends, my work friends and partners. Like, there was no way to actually be in a conversation that didn't end in a discussion that suddenly got to the point where people start saying, you're with me or against me, right? And to find that civil power we have to work together and we have to find a way to sit in the table and find those things we can agree on. And then listen to ourselves also and listen to others and have the patience and the openness and respect to hear other opinions.
You had an entire episode devoted to identity.
Yes.
Because Mexico is this incredibly diverse country, more than 60 languages spoken there, a long history of colorism and racism. What did you learn from that conversation? When you talk about wanting these tables, these meals to produce real common ground and understanding, I mean, did you take that away from that conversation?
Yes. I mean, that episode and the one about gender violence and feminicide were definitely the two that transformed me the most without me actually knowing. It was very interesting because I sat down on that table thinking I was one person and I ended up realizing I wasn't. And I was fooling myself. And it confronted me with my ignorance and the very little I do. And it was really interesting, the process, because that happened not just to me, but to the whole team of Bread and Circus. You know, I sat down on that table saying, I'm not a racist. I'm definitely not a racist. And after half of the dinner, I was like, holy shit, how much I've benefited through my whole life of this system and how little I've done to fight it back. It was very interesting to have that reflection, because then the dinner ends and we stayed from the control room. The team comes out and we sit down and we start talking and we have a mezcal and we discuss what just happened. And you can realize how these tables ended up transforming all of us somehow.
You have the show before COVID and after COVID, right? Your process, the filming was interrupted by the pandemic. Can you just talk about how that changed things, both philosophically for you and the questions you were asking and the kind of conversation you wanted to facilitate, but also just from a production standpoint?
Yeah, well, we were in post-production we finished the shooting of the 6 episodes that Amazon agreed on doing with us. So I sat down and edited for quite a long time with the team. And we were almost done and thinking on how to put it out there when the pandemic happened. And for me, the pandemic happened in a very specific way, very different from most of the people in Mexico. I was in London and I was about to start working there and I was sent back home. And then I came here and there was no cases and there was like, it was like a different reality, you know, a parallel world where things were still the same for a few weeks. And then my kids got sick and they were, you know, the first cases in Mexico. So I had
to
leave
all the... Your kids got sick with COVID?
Yeah, at the very beginning. And we were talking about putting the show out. And I was experiencing that. And they were sick and I wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting process. And talking about the show being out sounded like the wrong conversation. So I said, like, what if we do a show about this moment? And that way we can put all these topics in the table. Because we're starting from the point of like, if we don't think about this now, if we don't do anything about gender violence, about migration, about the climate emergency, if we don't react now, then what's the point of all this, yeah, craziness we're living? Because to me, that was it. You know, it was like, oh my God, I have everything. And at the same time, I cannot hug my kids. Then I have nothing, you know. Then I don't want anything. And to me, that vulnerability was obvious, you know, or is obvious now with this pandemic. I live in a country where the numbers are horrible, but it's because we were sick already. It's not because of the pandemic. We were sick and we were doing nothing. Now we have the chance to actually do something because we know how vulnerable we are.
Diego Luna, his new show is called Pen y Circo. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Pan y Circo is available to watch on Amazon Prime today.